Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Not that I'm obsessed, but time to clear things up a little bit on something which has been going on all morning.
Yep.
Of a non-factual nature.
Uh-oh.
And I'm glad to hear that Monkey is called because...
Let me tell you something.
Obviously, Monkey was probably slept in this morning and was outraged to hear that I am being ridiculed by the listeners and by Danielle and Rob and LB et al. And Monkey, Johnny Egan, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Johnny.
Danielle.
Hi.
What's happening?
I
did sleep in because I went to bed at 5 a.m. I was all Red Bulled out.
I was whacked out on Red Bull.
Blacked out.
Don't worry, I got myself here today fine. Don't worry about it. And I know you're probably worried about me, but listen.
I was. I try to set the clock for 4. If they go to bed or wake up, you know, but I was in trouble.
Some listener sent Danielle this whole thing on Twitter or whatever about the shoe tying. And then Lieutenant Noble called in, and I just would like it, if you could clear it up, please, for these... The shoe tying incident. How did that occur? And please make it clear. You know what? I'm not even going to bias you because everybody will say I told you what to say. Can you just explain exactly what happened on Saturday during the 5K?
Yes, there was about 900 to 1,000 runners and walkers for the Jingle All the Way.
Okay,
you came through near the finish line about 300 people in, I would say. I'm not sure about your time.
Yeah.
But
yes.
You were struggling down Sudbury Street. Your shoe was out tied.
You saw, Johnny, say this part slow.
I saw your sneaker untied.
Yep, you saw it untied.
Yep, so I reached down and tied your shoe before you turned the corner because I did not want you to trip.
Okay.
Were you running alongside him tying while he was running? Like, was it a mobile thing or did you stop?
No.
No, I was at the end. I was at the finish line.
And no, you were
going into the final.
That story is really flawed.
No. That was not the finish. Johnny, that was the finish line at the end. But with the
hold on. Are we saying this happened twice?
No, it did not happen twice.
No, but
Johnny
but when Monkey tries to stick up for his boss, he needs to make sure that boss and Monkey have stories straight.
Oh, we got to collaborate.
We didn't collaborate on this. But yeah.
I don't talk out of school, so you got me at a... I didn't listen to the show this morning, so
You were standing there with Lieutenant Noble.
Yes, that was at the beginning.
Yes,
and he came around the first corner.
Yeah, around the first corner.
I'm out of the gate.
Now,
and I tied your shoe.
Was there
and we have a mole in the Maine Police Department, him calling in like that.
was there any time that I asked you or indicated to you that you should tie my shoe, or did you do it on your own?
I did it purely on my own.
That makes it worse because it's expected, Johnny.
I know. Well, Lieutenant Noble did say you really do everything.
Yeah.
I said, watch your tongue.
All right.
I will Ray Donovan Mike Noble in 2 seconds.
So let's just be clear. The request never came from me. I would never expect that you would tie my shoe for me. It was a very nice thing that one man did for another man.
One friend did it for another friend.
His friend was distressed over running. It was a difficult thing. He was out of breath, and the man did it, and it needs to stop at that. Correct, Johnny?
That's correct.
Yes.
That's
all right. Correct.
Did you say Greg was your big boy after, just like I do with my kids?
Listen,
go get him, Tiger. All right. You get out there.
Yeah, Johnny.
Yeah. Woman for a day, man forever.
That's right. That's correct. Yes. All right, Johnny. Thanks,
enjoy
bud.
Enjoy the show.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
There we are.
I want to know.
Yes.
Johnny's tying method. Does he go two bunny ears or press the middle and then do the loop?
I'm not a 6-year-old. Does he say it to you while he's tying his shoe?
Doesn't sing to me like a parent. No, there's nothing like that.
Listen, you just finish up this race, Greggy, and when you're done, I'll teach you how to tie your shoes.
You want a juice box, bud?
Do you want a juice box?
I didn't see anybody else in here running a 5K on Saturday.
Right, there you go.
That's right, and you'll never see another grown man tying my shoes neither.
Thank you. I'd be tying my own shoes.
Did he bring you some orange slices when you got hatched?
You got me on that one, kid.
All right. It is 8:46. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
So did Johnny Egan just say that you finished at or about 300?
I think he did, yes.
I'd like to ask, who brought the commercial weight scale?
That's not my weight. That was my finishing position out of the 700 and... No, 39 minutes. It was respectable. There were a lot of people who... I mean, people run those things in 18, 19, 20, 22 minutes,
right.
You know, and they love throwing it in your face, too. Yeah. Like, there was a whole bunch of, like, people. First of all, I love this event because people really dress like they embrace Christmas, you know. And so there's a whole bunch of, like, young, vibrant people who ran in this event, and they're all like, well, what was your time? Well, it's 39 minutes. Oh, I did it in 21 and a half. No, I know, because you're a runner. I'm not a runner. I just went
out and did it.
I'm not anything. I woke up that morning. What I accomplished is, quite frankly, more impressive than these people. They trained.
They do it all the time.
Yeah.
I agree.
I woke up that morning. I raised $105,000. Mm-hmm. I was here till 7 o'clock the night before.
Yeah.
I went and did some work at the brew house till like 9:30.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing a turnaround.
Yeah, I went there late. Mm-hmm. And then I get up at 7, roll out of bed, and go run a 5K without any practice or anything.
We admire you and I think we respect more impressive. You for that, but allowing another grown man to tie your shoe.
Well, I should have interfered. I guess I should have told him stop.
You know what it was? It was because of the fact that he did work at the brewery the night before, which basically consisted of pointing.
Yeah.
His fingers were in no position to tie laces.
That's right. Yes. My small fingers cannot tie full laces, full-sized, regulation-sized laces.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.